Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
I think everyone who's concerned about security here in Australia in the face of this hostility that's more and more regularly emerging from China, I think they'll be concerned about this latest development. I'll just read briefly from the Courier's version of it. An incident in which a Chinese fighter pilot flew aggressive manoeuvres around an Australian P-8 surveillance plane in international waters. Waters has been described by security experts as, quote, a dangerous and deliberate act that would have been authorised at the highest levels in Beijing. Now, yesterday it was revealed that on May 26, an RAAF maritime surveillance aircraft flying in international airspace over the South China Sea was confronted by a Chinese J-16 fighter aircraft. Now, Richard Miles said the Chinese fighter flew very close to the side of the P-8, releasing decoy flares as it did so. Now, the J-16 accelerated, it cut across the nose of the P-8, settling in front of the P-8 at very close distance. Now, listen, this is the most bizarre aspect of this whole lunacy. At that moment, this is the Chinese fighter, at that moment it then released a bundle of chaff. I think most people, this is the chaff they feed to cattle or whatever. I don't think so. We'll get an update on this matter in a moment. It released a bundle of chaff which contained small pieces of aluminium, some of which were ingested into the engine, would you believe, of the P-8 aircraft. And quite obviously, said the Defence Minister, this is very dangerous. I can't think any precedent. I don't know what the Chinese are up to. I do remember in World War II, the Allies organised, or the British Air Force, worked out that by dropping a lot of foil, if you like, metal foil of some sort, they were able to disable the German radar, confuse it, if you like. But I don't understand what this is all about. Look, the point of the matter is, this is yet another act of hostility, and it's getting worse. And you've still got people saying, oh, no, we don't have to spend money on why would we get nuclear submarines, etc.? Fair dinkum. I was listening to the former military leader, Molan, the other day, saying, listen, there's a prospect of war even within 5 years. Wake up, Australia. It's very interesting what's happening, but very, very alarming as well. Professor Greg Barton's on the line at Deakin University. G'day, Greg.
G'day, John. Good to be with you.
What's this metal in the chaff about? Have you got any idea?
Look, we don't know for sure, John, but it seems like this is a defensive system that's carried on board this aircraft to be deployed in combat, so that if they're coming under attack for a rocket fired at them, the chaff can disrupt the guidance systems on the weapon coming towards them. So there's a reason why you have these things on board. Flares are another sort of thing that are often deployed too, to try and distract heat-seeking missile systems. So having them on board is not strange. Deploying them so close to another aircraft is extremely reckless. And, there's nothing that's ordinary or acceptable about that. It's road rage in the air on an aggressive scale, and probably not a rogue pilot, but somebody who's under different instructions, saying that, we're going to really amp up the intimidation. Of course, they're doing this a lot over the Taiwan Straits and around the island of Taiwan, which isn't acceptable either, but that is in the context of them sort of trying to win a psychological battle to intimidate the Taiwanese. South China Sea, they're basically saying this is our territory. That's what they say in public, and this is what they're saying by their actions, but it's not acceptable, and it's very dangerous. And, of course, we have had incidents in the past where just this sort of thing has occurred, and a surveillance aircraft has been grounded, and there's been a major incident. And you could easily lose an aircraft in this situation. It's really, really dangerous.
Interesting from what you just said. This metal in the chaff bag could be related to that World War II technology to confuse the German radar after all these decades.
Well, that's right. Between metallic elements and confusing radar systems, but also other systems. So it's there for defensive purposes. I mean, that's what we can assume. But it was deployed in a offensive manner, in a dangerous manner.
Now, Greg, while I've got you there, we're hearing more frequently people involved in the defence of this country in their past life, etc., some of them retired, but they've held very senior positions. More and more they're saying, listen, we've got an issue on our hands here with Australia's security. Wake up, Australia, because it could be coming quicker than anybody's imagining. What are your thoughts when you hear statements like that?
Yeah, look, I think they're right. I mean, you've got to look at the details, but in general, that sort of position is right. Kevin Rudd has captured this pretty well in a recent book on the called The Avoidable War, and he basically argues if any conflict starts, it could quickly degenerate in ways that no one controls and no one fully anticipates, so that the Chinese could end up in a world of pain along with everyone else. And so, consequently, we've got to do all we can to avoid that war. And optimistically, says it's avoidable. It is avoidable. It's basically trying to raise the price of deterrence and the risk factors so that the Chinese, each week when they face a decision, decide it's not the right time, they're not going to do it. That means having a strong military defence, strong alliances, strong diplomatic engagement across the region. But it also means, you know, if we can reopen something like normal communications with Beijing, that also is an element of what we should be doing. And there are signs that that's going to happen.
I think you used the term Chinese could end. China could end up in a world of pain. I think a lot of observers might have thought we and the Western alliance might end up in a world of pain, considering the armed forces in China have been exploding in numbers and power.
Absolutely. I'm not suggesting that China wouldn't be in a really strong position to do a lot of harm. China is not Russia, and China probably wouldn't meet the face of Russia in Ukraine if, for example, it tried to move across the Taiwan Straits in quite the same way. The Russian military is hollowed out and corrupt and dysfunctional, and they're losing that war. But it does give the Chinese pause for thought. Invasions are difficult to pull off, particularly maritime invasions across that strait, beach landings. They're likely to find it's not going to go smoothly, and something like the Russian experience might be their lot. And in a way, that's what they're thinking, and it slows them down, and that's good. But, you know, they need to find, when they do their intelligence and look at what will be coming, that countries in the region and alliances in the region are well prepared, and that elevates the risk for them and hopefully discourages them from doing something.
Don't go just for a moment, Greg. Interesting last few days. Of course, you just mentioned the Russian military corrupt. They'll be losing this war or are losing this war. Reports emerged the last few days. There are fairly reliable suggestions that Vladimir Putin could be ill, in fact, fatally ill. What are your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I mean, we can't peg our hopes on that. Much as it would help if he disappeared, it would almost certainly lead to a better outcome. You know, he has been looking strange in public. His face is puffy. That suggests, you know, possibly steroid, medical steroid course at a heavy level because of some other underlying condition. And he hasn't been seen in public recently. There's been a lot of pre-recorded bits put out, but there's not been much sighting of him. So it seems very likely he's seriously ill and is receiving treatment. Whether that's terminal, whether he's going to be disappearing anytime soon is not clear. By the way, one side effect of being on a heavy course of steroids is it affects executive judgment. Putin has always been seen as a canny operator. He hasn't been very canny this year in Ukraine. So maybe that's a factor, but, you know, that's all speculation.
Excellent update today. Thank you, Greg.
Great to chat, John. Thanks.
It's Professor Greg Barton at Deakin University.